Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing great. I cannot complain. Just enjoying the sun still being out and doing a whole lot of this and that. So life is all right. And because you're listening to this podcast, I really want to thank you for being a supporter of the podcast. I appreciate every single person that takes time to check this podcast out and listen to these thoughts. And if you do want to support, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/MJWemoto, which is MJWEMOTO, and buy me a coffee or two or three. Today, we're going to Nigeria, looking at Wizkid Made in Lagos Deluxe Edition, and I'm going to be giving you a couple of thoughts about that project.
The latest African album review is
Wizkid dropped Made in Lagos, the deluxe edition. I think it was August 27th, 2021. And the first thought, it's really about the music. Wizkid added 4 new tracks to the mammoth Made in Lagos album that was released late last year. I reviewed it last year when it came out, and it is the best album review in terms of numbers that I've ever done on this podcast. It is on here, so if you browse the African Album Review back catalog, you'll be able to check it out, and I'll put some links as well. The songs added to make up the new deluxe version of Made in Lagos are Anati, Mood featuring Buju, Steady, and Essence remix with Thames and Justin Bieber. Secondly, let's talk about Essence. Essence is that record that has been massaged and finessed until it became the record. I think we can all agree that with the classy Made in Lagos album being no skips and probably Wizkid's best body of work to date, artistically it's just right up there. Essence was not necessarily the best tune from the album, and that's not to say it was bad either. This doesn't mean anything, of course. Contextually, it now is the biggest song off the album and could well be on course to be the biggest one of Wizkid's career. And due to that, that means many people will say Essence is the best song off of Made in Lagos. And that's just how it is, because the song has made it to the Billboard charts. It's currently Shazam's number one most Shazammed song in the US. So for the Shazam charts, it's number one. Please, man. That's fire. Thirdly, Thames. Thames has benefited immensely from the success of Made in Lagos, with Essence the original and the remix on Made in Lagos Deluxe doing all the damage, and it's been a year of that. Like, Essence has just been bubbling under, becoming this mammoth song, and with the remix, even bigger. That means whatever Wizkid poured into Made in Lagos, and Essence in particular, Thames has benefited. Her name has been part of it. That's why it's such a big record for Thames, as much as it is for Wizkid. And on Wizkid's part, that is exactly what you call putting someone on. Wizkid is winning, but with others. My final thought on Made in Lagos Deluxe Edition is it's a lesson in giving good music legs. In the current music landscape, songs fizzle out within 2 to 4 weeks like they never existed. The internet moves quick and the fans move even quicker. The patience that Wizkid and his team have shown is brilliant, to say the least. They knew. They absolutely knew they had something big on Made in Lagos, and Wizkid dropped some nice hints prior to that, you know, some of his Instagram posts and so forth, where he was saying, look, the stuff that I'm going to come up with for this next project, you guys are not ready. And look, like I said, they knew they had something big on Made in Lagos and did well to make Africans appreciate it last year. This year was tailored to make the world appreciate Made in Lagos, appreciate Wizkid, and the finesse of a product such as Afrobeats. The much easier move for Wizkid and team would have been to just not bother with all that and look for the next hit by releasing more music. They didn't. By adding Justin Bieber to Essence to make a remix, they actually played a chess move. Add an artist the US especially and the world simply cannot ignore and retain the authentic Afrobeat sound as it should, and actually go after the big one, the US Billboard charts and the markets around it. Rest assured, some money went into it, but you have to have the right record. Now, the light is on Wizkid right now. That's the fact. The entire album, Afrobeats, Thames, and Africa, just because of those moves that Wizkid made together with his team. Music is and can be more than the quick rising and quick fizzling songs. Wizkid has shown us a template for that. So there's a lot more to come from Wizkid, but what he's doing for the game right now, Africa must be grateful. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.